Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, it may be a surprise to some of you, given winter in Ireland feels quite barren compared to the summer, but winter sees a very big influx of birds coming to Ireland from other parts of the world, including some very well-known breeds. And here to tell us about why this happens is Jim Wilson, wildlife writer and conservationist. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Claire.
Lovely to have you with us. So tell us why so many breeds of birds come here for the winter.
Well, the main reason is they are coming here to escape what would normally be very harsh conditions where they breed. A lot of these birds would be coming from further north in Europe. Some come from even Canada, Greenland, and even right into Siberia. And they like to get out of there once the breeding season is over. And Ireland is one of the prime winter destinations for them because, believe it or not, it never gets really cold. It never gets really warm. It you know, they like it damp as well because they can, a lot of them come here to feed on the ground or, you know, in our lakes and in our estuaries and stuff like that. So they don't want the ground freezing over or anything like that. And they don't mind the rain too much. So that's it in a nutshell, really. Mm-hmm. It's getting away from harsh conditions where they normally breed.
Right, so it's a bit of a break for them, a bit of a holiday. And how do our native birds react to these visitors?
Well, we don't really know, but they seem to get on okay because there is still enough habitat for most of them to find somewhere to feed, find somewhere to rest. Our own local birds, we've got a proportion of our species that actually just stay here all year round. They're quite happy. They don't feel the need to get up and move anywhere else and fly long distances. But when the others come in, there appears to be plenty of room still, thankfully, to accommodate them.
And our own weather patterns are starting to change, aren't they? We've seen that as climate change begins to take hold. We have dramatic and extreme weather events that can change and affect the volume of birds coming here seasonally. Tell us more about that, Jim.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting phenomenon we've been observing over recent years. Because winters are so mild now compared to before, 20, 30, 40 years ago, you know, the birds don't feel they need to fly quite so far. They're not silly. They're not stupid. And so why bother flying, you know, 2,000-3,000 kilometres from Siberia to Ireland when actually it seems to be quite OK, you know, around the Baltic or, you know, in Germany or the Netherlands. So it's a phenomenon we've termed short stopping, which means they're not coming all the way to Ireland anymore. So it looks like, you know, we're as if the numbers are dying away, falling away, you know, that the numbers are, there's something wrong with them. But it's not so much that for some of them. It's actually just that they're actually staying somewhere else closer to the breeding ground. And, you know, like the Buick swan, which we wonder what we would call our wild swans, would normally have come here in the winter in reasonable numbers. And I would have had a good chance to bring you out and show you one almost anywhere. There was an estuary or a wetland in Ireland that I knew where they were. But now they're almost completely gone. And it's
really
not because their global numbers have dropped dramatically. There's a redistribution of where they spend the winter. And Ireland is not a favoured destination. I suppose a bit like ourselves, we find new places to go on our holidays because we get, you know, we don't need to go where we used to.
And where are those Buick swans going now?
Well, a lot of them, it's the Baltic. It's along the sort of what you'd call the northern estuary line of the North Sea, places like that. They're still coming to Britain, but again, in far fewer numbers because they just don't feel the need to come this far.
But they've adapted well, haven't they? I mean, the fear was that these species would be in big trouble, but they've found a way around the problems, certainly in the case of the Buick swan.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, we initially thought, you know, it was going to be an absolute disaster for all species. And it is going to be trouble for some, that's for sure. But we're learning quickly that these birds are more plastic, as in they're able to change a bit quicker than we thought they would. The biggest problem for them, though, is the change is still happening incredibly fast. And for example, when they're on their breeding grounds, they had it timed to arrive and to for their young to hatch out when there's most food available. And there's becoming a disconnect between the two now. And as a result, it is affecting the number of birds being born and the number of, therefore, the number of birds getting into the breeding population later on in life. And as a result of that, we won't know the full effects for a number of years yet, especially with these birds like the geese and the ducks and the wading birds. They can live 20, 30, some of them 40 years, you know. So it's not a change we're going to see overnight. But yes, definitely we're seeing migration routes changing. You must remember all the migration routes of the birds we get have only evolved since the last ice age, because in the last ice age, 18 to 20,000 years ago, most of Ireland and most of Northern Europe was completely covered in ice.
Mm-hmm.
So they've evolved, you know, to these migration routes over many, many, many generations.
Yes, so it's not likely to change very quickly.
No, on that side of it won't. No.
I have a listener in Dublin in touch with us saying winter migrating birds in Ireland have increasingly less space to find dwellings. Now, this listener has had 8 callers asking to cut the hedges in mm-hmm. July, August and September alone. Clearly this is outside of hedge cutting regulations, which indicate hedge cutting is illegal in these months. They say there's clearly not enough effort to police this. Now, whatever about that, do you agree that there's less space for these birds to find homes?
Well, of course. I mean, they're not coming, like, you know, these winter birds which we're talking about, they're only renting, you know, they're staying in a hotel, renting an apartment. It's not their home in the sense that they will be here all the time, and they can move around. During the breeding season, you're stuck with your nest, obviously, and your breeding territory, whereas in the winter, you can move if there's no food. Obviously, as the Irish population continues to grow, we're going to need more and more land for growing food, for housing, for all those things. And yes, it will decrease the amount of habitat and suitable areas for them to find food and shelter as the years progress. That is a fact for almost anywhere around the planet and every living species, not just us, everything, including the birds. So you're right. And the hedge cutting, yeah, but, you know, sometimes hedge cutting has to be done for traffic
safety
reasons and all that. But it is true that it's not enforced probably as vigorously as the law would suggest it should.
Now, Jim, let's talk about some of these visitors. And I want to start with this colourful fellow called the Waxwing. Well, he's colourful for more reasons than one. He looks lovely, and I'm looking at a lovely picture of him here. But also, he enjoys eating berries and sometimes gets into a bit of trouble because the berries have fermented. So he could be a bit tipsy from time to time, I understand.
This is true. The Waxwing, if you ever were lucky enough to see one in Ireland, it looks like something that escaped from the zoo. It's quite exotic looking. It gets its name from modified parts of its wing feathers that look like the red wax that used to be used in days of old as a seal for on documents and letters and things. And that's where it gets its name. Then they normally breed in the taiga forests of Northern Europe, Siberia, North America. But what happens is every now and again, their food supply, which is mainly fruit, fails in the areas where they normally live, and it forces them to wander to find food. And every now and again, some say every 10 years or so, we get numbers coming in to Ireland. It is erratic how often they call it an invasion. So when they arrive, they're looking for fruit, and often they will arrive later in the winter. And at that time, a lot of our fruit is starting to ferment. It's rotting. And in part of the rotting process is it ferments. So it turns the sugars into alcohol. And these waxwings, they eat so voraciously. A lot of them have lost huge amounts of body weight trying to find food and flying west and ending up in Ireland. And so they're feeding nonstop. Like you can see them literally pooping while they're feeding. And if the fruit that they're feeding on, like Cotone Aster, Pyracantha, Hawthorn, all those things, if it's after starting to rot and ferment, they're actually taking in the alcohol, and they do get drunk, and they behave just like human beings.
Staggering around the place.
They stagger all over the place. Some of them pass out. In fact, some of them unfortunately die as a result of it. But yeah, this is true. But they're an amazing bird, and they can turn up anywhere there are berries. So please don't complain if the birds are eating your berries. As I always tell people, God made the berries for the birds to come and eat them.
Yeah.
Primarily that they want to spread their seeds, those bushes
I can
and
imagine,
trees. And the birds are doing the job for them, and they will do it throughout this winter.
I'd say the robins and the blackbirds are horrified at the waxwings when they come in staggering
around
the place.
Most unruly behaviour.
Yes, exactly.
Our birds would never do that, Claire.
never do that. Now, a more common visitor then is the red wing. We get a lot of them, do we?
We do. And again, I must say, in recent years, the numbers are dropping off. And why? They're not travelling as far. These birds, they nest in Iceland, and some of them come here. But also, most of ours would come from Northern Europe and slightly into Russia and Siberia. And again, they would have been used to coming here in huge numbers every winter. You'd see flocks. I remember seeing flocks of hundreds here. But again, in recent years, overall, the winters have been a lot milder, and there's not as many, but still a good number. And you'll hear them in September and October at night. They often migrate at night, and you'll hear this high kind of seep call, seep, seep, as they're moving around and coming here for the winter. We also get them coming here in what we call, where it's a forced migration, where it's an extreme weather event, like we all remember the beast from the east.
Yes.
Well, during that time, nearly every red wing, as far as we could see in continental Europe, tried to come to Ireland. I was here at my house, and for within an hour and a half, I counted enough red wings to suggest that about a quarter of a million red wings, which are like the song thrush, just a little bit smaller, passed by Cork Harbour, where I live, in the morning. Quarter of
Incredible.
A million. And people were finding them in the middle of the city, in the middle of towns, and they were just dead and dying because they couldn't find any food. The ground was hard, the trees all iced up, and it was quite dramatic. But in a normal year, you'll see them, and they rove around looking for hawthorn. Would be a good one. But they'll come into the garden too, and they'll take pyracantha. Mm. I'm looking out my office window here, and there's a massive crop of pyracantha on our pyracantha bush. And I'm sure with a bit of luck, we'll get them back in here this winter. But that is the red wing. It gets its name because under the wing, it's got a red-orange patch, and you can see it on the folded wing along the side of the body. And it's more streaky than our own song thrush. So look out for them for sure.
Okay.
They're a welcome change to the normal birds you get in your garden.
Well, Jim, just before we go to the news at 11, I want to put this question to you, because one of our listeners was in touch to say he's noticed a flock of what looked like parrots flying around Drumcondra in Dublin. I don't know if this listener now has been eating the fermented berries, but they say that's what they see in Drumcondra, parrots flying around the place.
Yes, well, it's not global warming, I'll tell you that anyway. So we have a way to go yet before we have parrots coming here naturally. These are ring-necked or rosy-necked parakeets, almost certainly. They're green. They're a beautiful green colour. And they have been in Europe for quite a number of years. They've escaped. They were originally from pet shops, or there was a famous case in Heathrow Airport back in the 1960s where a whole crate of them got loose, and they're now happily living in around London and other large centres of population. And they are in Dublin, and they're even here in Cork as well. And they're very, very noisy. We're still not sure what effect they'd have on our own birds here, because they're so different, and they're fruit eating as well.
There you go.
But no, they're definitely not seeing things up there in Drumcondra.
they
rest assured, these are actually parakeets, and almost certainly, if they're the ring-necked, they're the most obvious one you're going to see. You occasionally you'll see a cockatoo or a budgerigar or something that's flown out of somebody's cage or pet shop. But
Jim,
that's what it is.
Jim, thank you so much. Jim Wilson there with a fascinating look at the birds that come to visit us in winter.